At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. There were a couple of baseball things I wanted to talk to you about in particular, especially just being off yesterday. And by the way, I just want to thank everybody that was at Canterbury with us for the Bruce Baskin Cystic Fibrosis Golf Classic yesterday. Thank you very much for all you all the folks that have helped out. And just even if you don't play or you don't know, just the fact that you know about it makes a difference because we are getting closer to a cure for cystic fibrosis every day, especially since my brother passed 20 years ago. So I just want to thank everybody. I can't tell you, Jeff, man, Canterbury looks gorgeous.
Nice.
That course is amazing. It really is. Nice. It's nice. And the folks that work out there, man, they are first class, and they really, they treated us like family, and I cannot thank them enough. All right, so let's talk about baseball because I wanted to get into this. So Shohei Ohtani makes his second start as a pitcher for the Dodgers over the weekend on Sunday, and he ends up getting two strikeouts. And, you know, when you look at Ohtani, what goes through your mind at this point for where he is in his career as far as should he be pitching? I mean, do you want to take that bat out of the lineup? You know, so you kind of look at that and you say, where should he be as far as helping the Dodgers win? I know they're paying a lot of money for him, and I know he is one special player, but I am, to be honest, I am very much intrigued by him pitching again and now, you know, doing it in a Dodgers uniform.
The thing that to me makes it okay for him to pitch is the rule, what's called the Ohtani rule, you know, where you can pitch and remain as the DH if you get taken out. That Major League Baseball did a really smart thing there. They changed.
I'm sorry, say that again, because I think you just said Major League Baseball
did a really.
Did you hear that? I think he said Major League Baseball did a smart thing. Congratulations.
They did a really smart thing. But it's not typical of Major League Baseball because they changed a fundamental rule. Well, first of all, they changed a fundamental rule on a thing that wasn't fundamental part of the game, designated hitter.
True.
So they tweaked it so that the biggest draw in the game could actually pitch. Because if they didn't have this rule, would you ever pitch that guy? I wouldn't pitch the guy.
You'd never see. No.
I wouldn't do it because that would take his bat out of the lineup automatically. Let's just say 30 games. So I wouldn't do it. The only way you could possibly do it is if he became a closer and he hit all game and then suddenly goes in and is the closer.
Why couldn't he hit all game and then come in as a closer at the end?
Why
would that be bad?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're saying that's the way you could do it.
Yeah, I would think you could do it that way.
And there's a chance that if he's a closer, it wouldn't have mattered anyway because he, depending on
maybe
what,
he made the last out of the last inning.
Yeah,
he's not gonna hit again.
So in the old days, you would just lose the designated hitter, but
right.
Which
could be the case now, right? If he was the DH all game. If I'm not mistaken, if they put him in as the closer, then they would lose their DH, but not now under the new rule. I would think you could do. Oh, no, the new rule says if you're starting, you can stay in. It doesn't say if you're the DH, you can move. So, you know, maybe they'd tweak that. Who knows? But if it weren't for that rule, there's no way I would put that guy in the mound. Because as good as he is and intriguing as he is as a pitcher, there are a lot of guys who can do what he does as a pitcher. There aren't many guys who can do what he does with a bat in his hand and as a position player.
Do you think let me go back to the rule itself, that rule is there because of Ohtani and future players that could be just like Ohtani?
Yes.
Is that why the rule is there? Because you know as well as I do.
I'd just say Ohtani.
It's just there.
Jack Caglione just came out of Florida.
Okay.
Drafted first round by the Kansas City Royals, not by the Cleveland Guardians, unfortunately.
Right.
And he was a pitcher. And they were looking at him, you know, pitcher, hitter, blah, blah, blah. Kansas City immediately made him a hitter.
Okay.
Said, we'll worry about pitching down the road. So maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Yeah, at this point, once you're in the bigs, how do you find that out that you're going to give a guy another chance to do that?
And do you possibly want to run the risk of, oh, wait a minute, now you blew your arm out. Now you're David Fry. You're coming back from Tommy John. You can only DH for us. You're Will Brennan. Unfortunately, Wilson just had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So
you think this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing
just
for one player?
No, I think somebody else will end up doing both. You know, guys do both all the way through college, Andy.
Do you like it?
I love it.
I do, too. Dan, do you like it? Or you hate it?
It's outstanding.
I love it, too.
Baseball needs.
So my question then becomes is, does baseball just kind of need a reentry rule?
Yeah. Well, no.
Would you be okay? Like, I see all the people that have, freaked out about all of the changes, and now we're so used to it that it's kind of like, didn't matter, and you know what? The DH didn't, you know, I know it changed the game, but you know what? Yeah, we're good. Everybody can have a DH and interleague. We can all do that. And you know what? Let's, you know, you can only make so many throws. Like all of these changes have happened. And as time has gone by, time has healed all the wounds. Would re-entry in Major League Baseball, it would be very controversial out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we have a stupid ghost runner standing there on second base to start extra innings, I think anything is possible.
Can't argue with that. You have re-entry in high school ball. You don't even notice it.
High school, you have to go back in the same spot in the order or no? It doesn't matter. In college, you have to come back.
Yes, you go back into the same spot.
Okay.
In other words, what you can do, you could have an offensive team and you could have a defensive team.
Is that good?
No.
You watch a lot of college baseball games.
That's a little much.
Do you love platoons? You big on platooning?
Yeah.
Because if you are, that's your rule if you want to see more platoons. If you want to see more guys only hit against this particular player or only play this certain position for this period of time, sure.
I would not want the reentry rule in the major leagues, but I do really like the idea of guys who have the ability, and there aren't very many of them, guys who have the ability being able to step on the mound and throw. And I do think it's a very, 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 very select few who are capable of it. What I think is more possible, Andy, is what we've seen over time,
mm-hmm.
where occasionally a pitcher will pinch hit. Madison Bumgarner did it. Don Drysdale, going way back, was a pretty good hitting pitcher.
I actually think CeCe would have been a pretty good pinch hitter, too. For the
CeCe swung from his you-know-what.
Yeah, I know, and if you were looking for home run late in the game, CeCe could give it to you.
Every time I saw CeCe hit, I just thought, wow, that's a slow pitch softball swing in the making right there, baby.
But
if you connect, look out.
All right, so let me give you this scenario. CeCe Sabathia comes to the plate as a hitter, and then he doesn't get the home run, he gets the longest single in the history of Major League Baseball, and then you put your pinch runner in, and he is just a designated runner for you. A guy who would never see the field and a guy who would never see the plate. Would you be okay with a designated runner in Major League Baseball? I'm just saying, these are all things that can be
real. Washington, baby.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Charlie Finley signed a guy who was a sprinter just to be a base runner. And he was a pinch runner. But it wasn't like pinch running all the time.
You can only do it once.
In Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
In college, you could do it a lot. I have a buddy who was a pinch runner in college, basically.
Yeah, I don't think there's...
Keith, if you're listening, there you go.
There was a high school game. Padua won a game because they had a kid that was a pinch runner. And he just like helped him win a game during the during the postseason. I don't have a major problem with that. I don't know. Is it too gimmicky for Major League?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it would eat up a roster spot.
I don't need a Jerrod Dyson rule. I don't need a Juan Pierre rule.
Does it make the game better, faster?
No.
More exciting?
No. I mean, that's kind of how this goes. You're only moving 90 feet anyway. And we've completely lost the good old-fashioned, and I hate to keep calling out this particular player, but it fits so perfectly. We don't really have Matt Stairs anymore. Cecil Fielder.
What's wrong with Matt Stairs?
We don't really have Prince Fielder.
What's wrong with Prince?
I mean, the closest we got was Daniel Vogelbach, and he's out of the league now. You got Rowdy Tellez. You're going to see him this weekend. Okay, he's a hefty fellow. Hi. But like,
I'm Dan Menigan for Chunky Baseball Players.
I don't know. I
would don't put, have many of these guys anymore that are just complete tanks
need your
on
help.
The base paths. On the base paths.
Adopt the Chunky Baseball
player. Are you trying to tell me Bartolo Colon was slow?
There are not many diesel engines that are out there. We'll put it that way. Like, we've gotten away from those guys. So I don't know if really living in this world of sitting there going, well, you know, maybe we need more fast guys to be out there. It's like, we might be okay.
You know what you need in baseball?
Tell me, Jeff. What
more
do we need?
More guys who can hit that round thing with that stick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's what you need.
You need to figure out how to get guys to put the ball in play more. And I think some of that has to do with the guys who are throwing it more than anything.
And the way that they're throwing it in this day and age.
Yeah. Are you against heavy players? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think Dan's against fat guys.
You know one of the heaviest players in the league.
I'm as pro-chunky dudes as it comes. I am one. These are my kind of guys. It's just my eyes have told me from watching the league that there are less Pablo Sandovals than there used to be.
Pablo Sandoval, baby.
Do you know who the third, I'm just looking this up real quick, the third heaviest guy in Major League Baseball is?
The third heaviest?
Well, the only reason I say that is...
How did you find a search for the third heaviest guy?
You playing for Baseball Reference?
You are the king of Google, man.
I'm just telling you. So I just look, and the only reason I say it's the third heaviest guy is because he's the most well-known.
Pablo Sandoval still, I think, he's playing independent ball.
And you're going to be like, I guess that makes sense as soon as I say it.
It's probably going to be a tall dude who's got some muscle on him.
Keep going.
Aaron Judge.
There you go, Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
He's about 300 pounds.
He's 282. Yeah. Oh, Jeff, that 18 pounds makes a difference to him.
No one would.
Come on, man.
Right, but I'm talking more like, remember watching Matt Stairs with his mustache and his mullet?
Yeah.
And he'd walk up there and you'd think the entire time, boy, he's going to split those pants if he doesn't try, take care of himself a little bit better.
Like you already mentioned Cecil Fielder. He was the guy.
CeCe was 6'6", 300.
Those guys are no more. There are very, very, very few of them now.
Guys who look like they're not in shape.
Right. So I said it for you, Dan. I don't think we need the designated runner the way that we did in the past when those hefty fellows would find their way to first base in a clutch situation and you would go, I really wish that I could make Pablo Sandoval sit down or Willian Zastadio sit down so that I could get somebody else to come in.
I'm trying to think of who the CeCe's probably one of the heaviest baseball players that ever played. I mean, he was 300 at one point, according to what I just read too. I mean, I knew he was big, but 300 on a guy who's 6'6" looks a little different, right, than a guy who's 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2".
Looks good on you, though.
Yeah. Less.
That hat looks great. By the way, I read that. That line was completely ad-libbed. Did you know that?
Looks good on you, though?
Yeah, the hat.
Believe it.
Did you get a free bowl of soup for that hat?
Yeah.
Completely ad-libbed. Yes.
It's beautiful. That's why you hire guys like Rodney.
That's how they go. All right, let's come back. Chris Fedor is going to give us all the breakdown with what's going on with the Cavaliers right now and the NBA. We'll get his thoughts on what we just what just transpired in the NBA Finals. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.